Hi friends, I'm Jillian, the host of Teach Me How to Adult, a podcast on all the things you never learned growing up. Between landing your dream job, crushing your love life, learning to invest, mastering your mindset, and figuring out how to be happy along the way, there's a lot to navigate. I've learned firsthand that there's more than one way to adult, and it's not always linear. So consider this show my love letter to taking the unconventional route, creating new milestones, and carving out your own version of success. You're right where you should be. So join me every week as I call in the experts for unfiltered, game-changing advice on how we can all live our best lives. Adulting isn't easy, but we got you. Hi guys, welcome to this week's Quickie, our super fast take on all the adulting things that matter to you. Today, I want to share some really game-changing advice that I got from my career coach last year, and it really helped me get out of the just kind of like rumination spiral and the fear that I would go to as soon as I was faced with something that made me really uncomfortable in my career. And this really applies to all walks of life. This isn't just about your career, although it's very beneficial. This is also how you approach your relationships, how you approach big life decisions. And I honestly use this train of thinking constantly now to help me make decisions, to help me get out of like paralysis when I'm really stressed about something. So shout out to my coach, Sasha, who helped me discover this tool. So the whole premise is, what's the worst that can happen? And this is like a conversational thing that we say all the time, like, just try it. What's the worst that can happen? But it actually is a really great coaching tool to help you stop catastrophizing. And it basically helps you like get to the root of like, what's behind all of these unknowns? What's behind all of the fear? Because once you name and discover the thing that's stressing you out or that you're scared of, you can't cling to the what ifs anymore. And I'm a big what if gal. I'm constantly, but what if this happens? What if this happens? I will play out every scary scenario of what ifs and just fall into like a spiral of rumination about that. And that's actually the first step of this tool. But what I wasn't doing was the second step of examining like, if those what ifs actually do happen, then what? Can I handle them? Are they actually as bad as I think? Is the what if thing that I'm doing actually creating more suffering than what would happen if the worst case scenario did come true? So examining the root of the fear or the decision or the uncomfortable thing that I'm trying to do, and then understanding what it's bringing up for me and deciding if I can like tolerate the worst case scenarios that are haunting me, that removes all of the mystery, all of the anxiousness, and allows me to just be like, oh, okay, I can do this. Even if things go wrong, like I will be okay, because our brains are just trying to keep us safe. So when we're faced with something uncomfortable, something that we're not used to, something that's bringing up feelings, a small seed of a worry or a doubt can feel really, really big. And it can stop us from taking action because our brains aren't deciphering between this is a big problem and a little problem. They're like, ah, danger. This could go wrong. We're going to keep you safe. And this problem is going to feel huge. And when you like dig deeper, sometimes the fear is so much worse than the actual outcome. So the next time you're dealing with something scary and you're navigating uncertainty and it's causing paralysis, you can't move forward because what if this happens? Try asking yourself, and then what? And every step of the way, every answer that you give yourself, ask yourself, and then what? So this first came into play with my coach when I was deciding to ask some people in my network that are really important to me to help connect me with some other people because it would really benefit my career. And it was making me feel really uncomfortable. I don't really like asking for favors. I have trouble asking for help. I don't ever want people to feel like I'm using them or that I'm like social climbing or, you know, not paying my dues and just like looking for favors and handouts and connections. But your network is absolutely everything. So I'm also aware that like these networking opportunities could be huge game changers. And the only thing that's holding me back from them is my fear and discomfort around doing so. So I kept talking myself out of it, not asking for introductions and just getting in my own way. And so my coach really realized that this was causing me a lot of discomfort. And she's like, okay, what are you scared of? Like, what is causing you so much distress about doing this? I was like, I don't know, you know, I don't want to come off the wrong way and I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. And I had all these excuses that were very external. And she's like, what is the worst thing that could happen? What's the worst case? If you ask for this connection, this networking opportunity, this favor, they could say no. And she's like, okay, well, is that so bad? Then you're literally where you are now. I'm like, yeah, that's true. So she's like, so what's so scary about that? I'm like, well, you know, I don't want it to cause any friction in the relationship that I have. What would happen if it did cause friction in the relationship. And it's also important to notice that she wasn't asking why would it cause friction. We're not like digging deep. We're not digging into our pasts. We're not like, what makes you feel this way? It's purely like, okay, let's say the worst case scenario does happen. It causes friction in your relationship. Then what? What would you do? Well, I'd probably have to have a conversation with them and like reassure that everything is fine and level set and explain why this is a meaningful connection to me. And I'm certainly not trying to like use anyone. Okay, so that doesn't sound so bad. So what's actually scaring you then? Then what? So it doesn't work out. They don't give you the connection and it ruffles some feathers. What's so scary about that? What's underneath that? I don't want to offend them. Okay, well, what if you do offend them? What's so bad about that? Then what? And we kept going and digging deeper and deeper and deeper until we arrived at the real concern was, I am scared that they won't like me. And that for some reason, me asking for a introduction and a connection will cause them to not like me or will give them evidence of why they shouldn't like me. So the not being liked was holding me back from making a move that could change my career. And so we arrived at that. And my coach was like, okay, so what would happen if they didn't like you? How would your life change? What then? Like, well, we do really good work together and there's been no issues. So whether they personally do or don't like me and want to be my friend, I don't think much would change. It would just be a hit to the ego and I'm very sensitive. So, you know, it's not ideal, but would my life actually change if the worst case scenario happened and I wasn't liked? Not really. Okay, so I've been holding myself back over a fear of something that really wouldn't change my life whatsoever. And when I unearthed that, I realized that the worst case scenario isn't that bad at all. And that by staying stuck, I am holding myself back from the next level of opportunities that I can have. So I pulled the trigger, I asked for introductions, and it was no fucking problem at all. And for like a month, I was building this up in my head, and everything was fine. And it really shows how much we can catastrophize and how much we get stuck in the what if, and then we don't even consider like, well, can we handle if that what if happens? Because usually we can. A really practical example of this is something I've talked about in a previous real estate episode that we did. When I bought my condo, there were a lot of issues with the building. There was a lawsuit with the building. There were building deficiencies. Mortgages weren't getting insured for the building. So there were some red flags. And that actually allowed me to get a really good deal and a lot of bang for my buck on this building. Because what ended up happening was every other building in Toronto was getting like bidding wars. People are paying way over asking price. And this building was a lot slower in the traction it was getting because people were just saying on paper, building deficiencies, lawsuit, and that was deterring a lot of people from purchasing. But I was really interested in this building. I loved it. I fell in love with it. I wanted it. And I started wondering how much I could tolerate in terms of risk. How bad are these deficiencies? What is this lawsuit about? I don't understand it. It all fucking sounds scary, but like maybe it's not that bad. So my real estate agent did some digging. We got the building certificate. We got all of the information and we found out all of the building issues had been resolved. Structurally, there is no longer anything wrong with this building. It has all been taken care of. There's a lawsuit against the builder from the original issues that have now been taken care of. If they lose the lawsuit, there might be a special assessment where every owner has to, you know, pay a few thousand dollars to bulk up the reserve fund. But basically, the highest risk to move forward with buying into this building is that maybe if a lawsuit is lost, you might be out a few thousand dollars. And I'm saving way more than a few thousand dollars in terms of the value of this building because so many people are deterred by it. So moved forward, I felt totally comfortable with this and no one else put in an offer. So I actually got it for below my original offer. And it was such a good example of how these scary terms and these scary, well, what ifs were deterring so many people. And then if you just look into what is actually the worst case scenario here, what's the worst that could happen? What are we up against? It was completely tolerable. It really wasn't that big of a deal. And so many people were just put off and scared by the unknown, but it didn't have to be the unknown. You just ask the right questions, find out the information, and realize that this is a risk you can completely shoulder. Obviously, this is a real estate example, but I think this applies to life so much. The what if has held me back so much in my life. Look at dating. The amount of times everyone listening has probably not approached a person they were interested in because what if they reject me? What if they don't want me? What if I make a fool of myself? And of course that's uncomfortable and that's scary. And I have been in that situation many times and have not taken action. But now that I apply it through this and then what lens, it's like, okay, well, if they reject me, then what? I'm back exactly where I am now. Nothing that bad happens. well, maybe they won't like me. Maybe they'll think I'm, you know, embarrassing or creepy. Okay, well, you're not going to have a relationship with them either way. So does it change the trajectory of your life? Do you think maybe even if they're not interested, they might respect you for, you know, being forward and approaching them? In business decisions, if we are scared of pursuing our passion, starting a new business, taking on a job that we're really excited about, but there's a lot of question marks. Maybe it's a startup. Is it going to succeed? All of the what ifs, all of the worst case scenarios, dive into them. Look at every single layer and ask yourself, and then what? And you'll probably see if something doesn't work out in your career, you can make a different choice. You can quit. You can leave. You can start something else. If this business idea you have fails, and then what? You go work corporate. You start over. You pursue a different idea. There is always another option, but inaction will never get us closer to where we want to be. So this what's the worst that can happen and then what approach has really changed the way I view anything that has like risk or unknowns associated with it. And I'm using it in so many areas of my life, and it's just really helping that fear voice that can really take over. It's like, it's shutting it the fuck up. And it's just saying, hey, even if shit goes down, you're completely capable of handling it. Because the worst case scenario is absolutely tolerable to you. You've probably been through it before and you can handle it again. So whether you want to apply this to your social life or, you know, booking a big trip that you're a little scared of, real estate, business, start using and then what? And it will dispel the catastrophizing that you do. And it could really help you make informed decisions that aren't driven by fear of the unknown. I really hope this helps. It's been a game changer for me. I can't recommend career coaching enough. If you're at a transitional point in your life, it's given me so many of these golden nuggets that have really helped prepare me in so many other facets of my life. Try it and let me know how it goes. You got this. There you have it, friends. Thanks for listening, and make sure you're following along on Instagram at teachmehowtoadultmedia and on TikTok at teachmehowtoadult. If you like what you heard today, it would mean so much if you would subscribe and leave a comment or a rating. It really helps us grow the show. And if something in this episode really resonated, text it to your friends or screenshot it and share it on social. Wherever you are in your adulting journey, just remember you're not alone. My DMs are always open and I would love to hear from you. So hit me up with any topics or guests that you would like to hear about. See you next time. Bye!